Our scripture this morning comes from Ephesians. It's Ephesians 1, 15 through 23. If you'd like to follow along, I'll give you just a minute to get there. Ephesians 1, 15 through 23. You have to excuse me. I've had to start wearing glasses to see things. At least to read, anyways. No, I figure I've just joined your club, Chris. That's all. Maybe it means I've finally grown up. Well, I don't know about that. That might be stretching it. Okay, Ephesians 1, 15 through 23. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in this present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. This is the word of God for the people of God.